You're listening to SBS News.
Centers for Disease Control Director Rochelle Walensky has endorsed the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommendation that children 5 to 11 years old be vaccinated against COVID-19 with the Pfizer-BioNTech pediatric vaccine. The CDC now expands vaccine recommendations to about 28 million children in the United States in this age group and allows providers to begin vaccinating them as soon as possible. The Food and Drug Administration last week gave the go-ahead for the emergency use of kid-sized doses for children ages 5 to 11. CDC's advisors were weighing who will get the most benefit as they deliberated whether to recommend the shots for up to 28 million more children or perhaps only for those most vulnerable to serious illness. Ms. Walensky addressed the advisory panel on Tuesday prior to their decision to approve the vaccine for children.
Today's a monumental day in the course of this pandemic, and one that many of us have been very eager to see. Ever since your vote on December 12th last year, recommending COVID-19 vaccination for those 16 and older, we have been asking when we will be able to expand this protection to our younger children. And today, you have the opportunity to review those data, discuss the benefits of expanded vaccination, consider the risks, and make a recommendation that is likely to have tremendous impact. As you review the data today, it will be key to keep in mind the specific risk to children from this virus and this pandemic.
She said while the risk of severe disease and death is lower in young children, it is real and that COVID-19 has had a profound social, mental health, and educational impact on youngsters, including widening disparities in learning.
For almost two full years, school has been fundamentally changed. There are children in second grade who have never experienced a normal school year. There are students in middle school who missed out on school sports and extracurricular activities. There are missed proms and homecoming dances and too many missed graduations. We have watched as the education gaps that exist in this country have widened as this virus has disproportionately impacted racial and ethnic minority communities. Pediatric vaccination has the power to help us change all of that.
Child vaccinations could begin this week as Pfizer already is packing and shipping the first orders, millions of doses, to states and pharmacies to be ready. To New York City, where unions representing firefighters are rejecting allegations they are engaged in a so-called sick-out, an organized absence from work by employees on the pretext of sickness. Their move comes days after a COVID-19 vaccine mandate began for the city's municipal workforce. About 9,000 New York City municipal workers were put on unpaid leave for refusing to comply with the mandate that took effect on Monday. Thousands of city firefighters have called in sick, but Edward Kelly, the general president of the International Association of Firefighters, insists it was not a protest.
We take great exception to the assertions that New York City firefighters, allegedly in the thousands, are faking on medical leave because of the mandate that's being implied and enforced by Mayor de Blasio's administration. Let me say we reject that assertion.
Andrew Ansborough, president of Uniformed Firefighters Association of New York, makes a similar claim.
I've never told anyone not to go to work. I'm on record in the union hall telling guys to work as much overtime as they can. You know, we know the consequences of not having enough resources at a fire. We're the ones that stand on that line at the funerals. You know, we're the ones that deal with the families of former firefighters, and that's what we're trying to avoid here.
Mayor Bill de Blasio said about 9 in 10 city workers covered by the mandate have been vaccinated, and there have been no disruptions to city services as a result of staffing shortages. In the Netherlands, faced with sharply rising coronavirus cases, the caretaker Prime Minister Mark Rutte said Tuesday that the Dutch government is reinstituting an order to wear face masks in public places like stores and libraries and mandating an extension for the use of COVID-19 passes.
En het zal niemand verrassen dat
it won't surprise anybody that we again have a tough message this evening. Tough because we unfortunately have to ask more of people now that the infection numbers and hospital numbers are rising quickly. Now that's obvious to everyone, and especially it's difficult because everything that has to do with corona leads to more and more discussion in society. It's important that people do not come into conflict with each other.
Mr. Rutte also urged people to work from home at least half the time and avoid travel to busy places and during morning and evening rush hours. Face masks also will have to be worn in schools by students when they walk between classes, and Mr. Rutte urged people to socially distance. The new mask and COVID-19 pass rules come into force on Saturday, the 6th of November. The Netherlands Public Health Institute reports infections rose 39% compared to the week earlier, and hospital admissions were up 31% amid a weeks-long rise that began soon after the government ended most remaining lockdown restrictions in late September. To Romania, where a military plane on Tuesday took off with six COVID-19 patients to Germany, where they will undergo treatment. The plane landed at Hamburg Airport, and the patients who are seriously ill were transported to several hospitals. In the next days, more planes are expected to bring Romanian COVID patients to Germany. Romania is currently particularly hard hit by the pandemic amid an overloaded health system. Raed Arafat, Chief of Emergency Situation Inspectorate, expects the number of infections to increase over the next few weeks.
If we now see a slight decrease of cases, it mustn't relax us because the number of cases in ICU are still very high. And at least for another 2 to 3 weeks, this number will continue to be very high. The only solution not to reach the record number of deaths of today is vaccination. And this is what we tell the population in Romania. The ones who are not vaccinated should go out and take the vaccine as soon as possible, because it's only through that that we'll be able to control the situation in the future.
Only just under a third of Romania's inhabitants have been vaccinated, and the 14-day incidence was recently over 1,000. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.